Parnell says traveling around Southeast, he's heard a consistent message on increasing ferry service in the Panhandle. During an interview at KFSK, Parnell said he recognizes the importance of the system to Southeast residents.
Certainly recognize the need to, for school districts to travel and community residents to travel across communities. So I have committed to speaking with my DOT commissioner about working on increasing service. The question again is how to do it given the budget constraints. Another positive thing, though, is we expect design completion on the Alaska Class Ferry by spring 2010, and so we're continuing to make progress on new vessels. I think that's important as well.
The state is working to design a new class of ferries to cover 4 to 8 hour sailings for areas like Lynn Canal, Prince Rupert to Ketchikan, and routes in Prince William Sound. The Alaska class ferries won't have staterooms for overnight trips, and they'll be smaller than the aging fleet of mainline ships that currently make runs between Bellingham and Southeast Alaska. Parnell heard concerns over the Alaska class ferry as he met Wednesday afternoon with about 20 Chamber of Commerce members and local business owners. Mona Christian, who brings produce into Southeast towns on the Marine Highway system, wondered how the Alaska class ferries would benefit communities of Central Southeast.
The read I get is they're going to service mainly Lynn Canal, the Haines-Skagway-Juneau triangle. And my concern is what does Petersburg-Wrangell-Cape get? What does Central Southeast get for ferry service? And I talked to Robert Eske, the project manager for the new ferries, and he said that we'll get the mainliners. We'll get one or two or X number of mainliners. But my feel is the mainliners are so old now that when those new ferries come on, one or two mainliners will be gone. So there will be fewer for us to get or pull from.
The governor made the case that the state has already made an effort over the past 3 years to maintain a more consistent ferry schedule, and he acknowledged the difficulty of keeping the older ferries in service.
You have a governor and you have a cabinet that understands that the Marine Highway System is the highway for Southeast Alaska, that communities are dependent upon it just as much as South Central and the Interior are on the Glen Highway and the Parks Highway. And so I want to treat it that way, that it's an important link. Honestly, there are fiscal concerns. You're right. We're going to have a design completed on the Alaska Class Ferry by this spring. That's the current design completion date. By the time we're able to get, hopefully, three new ferries into service, mm-hmm. You're right. It's possible that the rest of the fleet will have aged and will have that struggle.
Parnell also made a pitch for building a road out of the capital city and said that would make ferries used in the northern part of the region available to the rest of Southeast.
If the road is built from Juneau across, that alleviates some of the pressure on the ferry system, and ferries can be moved down here. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it. And I am working to bring some more of that development forward at the north end of Southeast Alaska, because we have to face the reality that we can't fund as many ferries as we would love to fund. This portion of the ferry system doesn't have that same opportunity for a road connection, pavement road connection, mm-hmm. as opposed to a marine highway system.
The state is appealing a federal judge's ruling last February on the Juneau Road. That ruling would force further environmental review of the project and require consideration of better ferry service as an alternative to the Juneau Road. As for Central Southeast, Christian also urged Parnell to consider smaller ferries in the future, like the day boats used by the Inner Island Ferry Authority.
Especially since IFA got their boats built and used, that smaller ferries would be better, because for the money spent, you can have more boats. So for the Alaska Class Ferry tab, we could have, I don't know how many small ferries on a little shuttle system through Southeast and then connecting to those.
What response are you getting from AMHS or DOT when you make that kind of suggestion?
I did with Robert, and we have in the past because we've been pretty involved with the ferry system, and you don't get really much of a response, because I think my feeling is when people want to do new things, they want to do bigger, better, always, and more expensive. And it isn't always the way to go.
Meanwhile, school board president Gene Ellis said the scheduling of the ships still needs improvement as well.
They say, well, look how many stops you get a week. That's not the problem. The problem is that there's two boats going this way, and then 2 days later there's two boats going that way. And that's been happening for years and years, and it's been very difficult to get any movement whatsoever on that. I don't know why.
I know a couple years back, when you had two ferries scheduled to go out and two ferries coming back, you couldn't even depend on that.
Well, that's true.
So again, I'm working on how do you
provide
more
service? But if you just
move
them a little bit, if you just change the schedule a little bit, I think you would up the satisfaction of the people that are using it.
Parnell also heard concern over lack of staterooms on the proposed Alaska-class ferries. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.